In the 1930s, a cowboy song began to get quite a bit of airtime on radio stations, but suddenly the music stopped when one couple claimed they were the lawful owners of the song and had not been paid their royalties. What ensued was a quest to unearth the history of a song we all know. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in The Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll stay on Oahu and soak up the sun on Waikiki Beach, then fly to Kauai to see extraordinary Waimea Canyon. We'll also stay on Maui at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Resort on Kuanapali Beach. Agricultural highlights include the pineapple and coffee plantations, lavender farm, and much more. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266. In the early 1930s, a hit song was on the radio, Home on the Range. Its origin dates over 50 years earlier to north central Kansas. But Eldine Holdes says someone stepped in and put a stop to that song on the airwaves.
In 1934, Bill and Mary Goodwin in Arizona sued NBC for $500,000, saying they had stolen their song. And so there was a stop on it. Nobody played it.
Lawyer Samuel Monfeld began to research the case. He was told the original poem was by Dr. Brewster Higley and was published in the Smith Center, Kansas newspaper in 1873. But all he could find was a reproduction of the article, not the original. Then he heard a story about a man named True Brees. Reese had taken a patient to Higley's cabin. While there, the poem fell out of a book. Reese read it and told Higley he should publish it.
An attorney named Samuel Monfeld researched it all out, finally wound up with True Brees, who was still alive. Remember the one who found the poem? He was still alive, nearly blind, and he sang Home on the Range, and the court accepted that as proof that Dr. Higley was the author.
It is today the state song of Kansas. And Aldine is working to get it sung more in the Sunflower State.
Because it's done in other states. I'm trying to get all of the Kansas high schools, before all of their athletic events, that they should sing Home on the Range before they sing the national anthem. They should sing the chorus and the first verse.
Every January 29th, the date of Kansas' statehood, the state legislature sings the song to remember Higley's rendition of his perfect home on the Kansas Range. Traveling the countryside near Smith Center, Kansas, I'm Andrew McRae.